to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I listen because Rod and Karen are hot.
To be black in America is to exist in a ceaseless state of absurdity, a perpetual surreality that twists and contorts and transmutes equilibrium and homeostasis the way an extended stay in space alters human DNA. Of course, there are other places that America takes us and other places we jaunt to ourselves. It is perfectly sane, for instance, to be black and to allow outrage to conquer you. It is natural to be aware of our status and the extreme measures taken to expand and extend our subjugation, and for this information to make you goddamn fucking furious. It is all things considered as predictable to be that if you're black as it is to bleed when decapitated, because what else is there to do when your country decides to elect Donald Trump president besides kick a hole through your living room drywall because your feet just ain't long or strong enough to kick craters through each of the motherfuckers who voted for him?
Come on,
how else are you supposed to react when you first learning about redlining, when first reading about lynching, when first having gerrymandering and gentrification explained to you, when first studying the myriad of colossal racial disparities in everything from income to education, and when first encountering a white person intentionally oblivious to how being white in America is like being free to take an open book exam on the same lesson materials that we weren't even allowed to study for? Fortunately, our lives answer these questions. As natural and occasionally vindicating as that anger might be, allowing it to be the only response to the relentless absurdity of our condition would be suicide. Even worse, it would be boring. And existing while black in America is anything and everything but that. It is sometimes finding the farce and the humor embedded in the absurd and allowing yourself to marinate in it long enough to lose your shit in laughter. It is sometimes stepping back and interrogating exactly when, why, and how white supremacy and patriarchy converge to construct the feelings you've internalized and the acts sprung from them, and then reckoning with what you need to do to rectify that. It is sometimes finding comfort and colony in a colloquial version of a centuries-old word created to destroy. It is sometimes just sitting on a futon with your homies at a game night, doing nothing but enjoying a shared moment when your personhoods need no explanation or alibi. It is sometimes a barbershop convo with a man who's been cutting your hair since before you were able to drive to the shop. It is sometimes finding and jaunting the places yet to be discovered. Not a new blackness, never that, but a variation perhaps of how we choose to stand and where we mine our catharsis. It is sometimes just a familiar story you haven't yet heard. It is sometimes as simple as a song that moves you without you quite understanding the lyrics, or food made with love that you can already taste in your tongue before you actually eat it. It is sometimes a silent wonderment at all the beauty born in such ugly circumstances, and it is sometimes, when necessary, a bone vibrating celebration of all blackness and all the life delivered from America's faithful and undeviating efforts to kill us. Hey, welcome to the Blackout Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen,
and we're live on a Sunday night, ready to do some podcasting.
Yes, we are.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Blackout Tips. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport,
bullet ball,
and bullet ball extreme. Today's excerpt is from What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Blacker by Damon Young. You know, great book. You know, I feel like very apropos of just kind of our show and what we do, you know, the fact that we take so much of this absurdity that is about race and being black in a country that hates you and fears you and wants to kill you, and turn it into something funny, turn it into something poignant, turn it into something, sometimes, you know, it is anger inducing and all that stuff. And there's no wrong or right response to it, you know. But I feel like that's kind of like a mission statement of what we do here. You know, take that rage and turn it into something, take that existence. And, you know, cause I believe him and I agree with him when he says, look, if you can't turn it into something else, it's almost like suicide.
Mm-hmm.
You have to find a way to live, because
you would drive yourself,
you'll drive
insane.
Yourself insane if you can only, you know, so much of our work, and I mean this as black people, so much of black people's work is explaining, justifying, giving solutions to and trying to you know, do something to America to fix the quote unquote Negro problem, as it's been called since, you know, since shortly after slavery.
A Negro problem that we didn't create because none of us asked to come here.
Right. And so many of our great philosophers and stuff have racked their brains, and so many of the solutions and things, not really up to us to implement, not really things we did to ourselves, not really anything you can do to fix it, you know? But to exist in it and to try to have some level of, peace, I feel like you have to find ways to siphon off that anger, because the anger part is the most, as he said, man, it's the most reasonable part.
Mm-hmm.
Like what black person you know that's not angry? You know what I'm saying? Or is not having to at least conquer their anger in order to make it work, you know, to make life out of something. And it's also, you know, telling, because I feel like in this time, man, with so much of this anger happening, you got everyone's trying to channel into something, but I think also anger is one of those things that's easily used against you.
Yes.
You know,
it can be manipulated against you, because when most people when you're angry, critical thinking goes away. Strategy goes away.
Right.
It's just, I'm just mad. Okay, right. Now what? And nobody really has an answer. Then I'm just mad.
And it feels like power, man.
Yeah, it's the most powerful illusion of power. Yes,
I feel like anger is the most powerful feeling, because it's not a passive feeling.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like all the other feelings that are also very powerful, like they're not as in. They don't make you feel as powerful, you know. Like love is a powerful feeling, but mm-hmm. love is a thing that, like, you. I think love is a thing that almost like passively happens to you. Anger is a thing that you proactively can pursue and continue to maintain, and it rewards itself, you know, in your mind anyway, until it does it one day. Mm-hmm. Until you look up and you're exhausted, until you realize, you know, you're paranoid, it's not healthy, you've done the wrong things and felt justified in them. That's when, you know, people feel that way. But, you know, I always feel like that is such an intoxicating emotion, and, you know, it can be used against you. And I think that's why, you know, we have these moments, you know, like we're having now, where, you know, we'll talk about it in the show, but you got people so angry about just the plight of blackness that even if these protests and stuff that are starting to turn into, like, you know, property damage and shit like that, even if it's not black people, there's a lot of people that are like, okay, so, you know what I mean? Like, even if it's someone that's essentially doing these things, white people coming into these communities that don't live there,
right,
fucking up everything and leaving
home,
or getting arrested or whatever. Like, even if it's, some people are like, and that's fine too, you know, I don't care, because the anger is just so real right now. But yeah, and then that other part I just can't skip over is just this is so much stuff is funny to me that is fucked up, because absurdity is funny to me, and there's nothing more absurd than racism,
right.
Patriarchy. These things are funny because I don't know what I would do if I couldn't laugh at them,
right? Because they're irrational and illogical. Like, you can't analyze your way through it. You can't. It's like, it is something that only protects itself and only thinks about itself, and actually would do itself damage to actually fulfill its own needs. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I'll never, and the thing is, I know this is the comedian part of me, but I'll never agree with people that say shit like blank is never funny. That's not true to me.
Yeah,
anything can be funny.
Yes, it can.
It can be funny different ways. It's just different types of funny. Correct. You know, not all funny is mocking people. Not mm-hmm. all funny is roasting. Not all funny is absurd. Not all funny is realism. Like, it all varies, but there's something I can laugh at just about anything if it's crafted correctly, you know. And
right.
And by correctly, I don't mean it goes with my sensibilities. I mean the joke, the setup, the work that goes into that. If you respect that work, you understand why things are funny and some why things are funnier than others for people. And you know, I think as black people, at least growing up in the household I grew up, you can laugh at dark shit.
Yeah.
Because you have to laugh.
Come on. Because
dark shit is happening to us all the time. It doesn't mean we don't take it serious. It doesn't mean there's not a time and place to say, to push back on that stuff.
Right.
But this, I think it just goes against the fundamental nature of some people to know that there are people like me, there are people like you that go, nah, I can laugh at this and be just as much outraged or just as much, this is wrong. But I also did find this thing funny, but it's also darkly fucked up, you know?
Correct. And it doesn't mean I don't care. And the thing is, a lot of those people don't have a sense of humor. And right. They will not admit they don't have a sense of humor. Their sense of humor, quote unquote, is if I deem it funny, mm-hmm. if it hit the right check marks, if it does the things that I say it can do, then I will deem it funny. Anything outside of that is not funny within. You don't have a sense of humor. And for a lot of people, even with us and even with comedians, a lot of times when people go, I don't think that's funny, it's that the joke actually hits on something that's close to your heart and you respond to it, mm-hmm. which is human nature. And so you go, but that's not funny. It don't mean it's not funny. It just mean it just tapped in something that caused you to get angry.
Yeah, I think, for example, I was talking to a friend the other day and I was listening to this podcast and we were talking about it and I was like, this person on this podcast didn't even want to laugh at the guest they had who had this like really funny joke or was trying to explain it because they literally could not understand the comedy of it. You know, they wanted to control, and that's what I think happens, is they want control.
Right.
They don't necessarily want art, because art is a bit unpredictable.
It is.
You know, comedy especially. Comedy is Donald Glover once said, say the truth and everybody gonna hate you unless it's funny. Like that was it was rapping at the time, but he was like, yeah, say the truth and everybody gonna hate you unless it's funny. That's how I used to make money. So that's how, like, that's kind of the truth of it all. It's like you can find a way, like it's one of the few ways that you really can speak truth to power, and if people can laugh at it, they'll think about it and accept it more than if you just yell at them or whatever.
Agreed. And I think that because we respect comedy, I'm like you, I think about the work and just the strategic manner that you have to form certain jokes around certain topics to be funny. Sometimes you really have to work hard to make certain subjects funny.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, when you black man, if you black and funny, you working with some of the darkest shit. You know what I mean? And that's just how it is.
Right. Because, like, you know, we joke about everything from slavery to, I mean, you name it. We can crack jokes. Racism, being robbed, being, you know, mm-hmm. all types of dark, dark shit. Because everybody don't want to be mad all the time and everybody don't want to be sad all the time. Like, there has to be a balance to this.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know, and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow.
Oh man, I don't know where to start. Obviously we've been starting lately with coronavirus news, and then, you know, now you got the protest and all that stuff happening. I don't know what, you know, where all the shit goes at this point.
It's a big blur. It all mixes together.
Yeah, I guess we'll start with the coronavirus stuff. It seemed like that news all just disappeared too, because seems like all that news just kind of went away, because like there's so much in the streets right now that, you know, that's the new like minute by minute news update. Mm-hmm. As opposed to coronavirus,
it ain't stopped. Coronavirus still out there doing the Birdman hand rub.
It's absolutely just, man, I keep thinking we're like, what are we, like 14 days away from turning around and being like, yep, and
they're gonna be shutting shit down again. State's gonna be closing down again.
Yeah, I think we already did this coronavirus freestyle by Lou Hound. I think I can't, let me see. Oh no, we didn't.
Man, wet my ass with, bro. Yeah. Hey, I stay safe out here, man. Don't catch that bug. Wash your hands, man. Hey, hey. Sipping on coronavirus, chilling with a white girl, Miley Cyrus. All my.
Okay, sir.
I pick another song.
I'm gonna play it. Sipping on coronavirus. Some white girl with Miley Cyrus. I think this, I found my tribe. This is what I need. Hey, sipping on coronavirus. Sipping on coronavirus. I just wanted to be sure he said that. Sipping on coronavirus. Like a Corona beer.
Like you sipping on a mimosa.
Like a Corona beer. I mean, Corona is so like sipping on Corona, but he's sipping on coronavirus now.
I know.
Okay,
you.
I'm not sure he knows how the virus works, but let's go. Let's
see. Hey. Sippin' on coronavirus, chillin' with a white girl, Miley Cyrus, all my jewelry designer, won't get sick cause the high-fly private, yeah. Taking my ass to an island, have no contact except with a pilot, land with a tropical climate, so low-key that no one can find it, I'll stack pie to the ceiling, got my guys always with me, I'm a boss in my city, wipe my paws, getting jiggy, smoking on a strong stick, you won't pass, I'ma hit it off, plus I got gloves on deck and a mask too, like home invasions, got a girl too, and she Asian, looking at her crazy cause they racist, different day, but they on that same shit, bruh, these motherfuckers.
He got several types of girls. He had the white girl, Miley Cyrus. He hopped on a private jet to go to the island. He also got an Asian girl, and they looking at her crazy because they racist, which makes sense. It lines up because they was calling it the China virus, and people was being racist to Asian people.
Yes.
So I'm actually coming around on this song.
I like the beat.
And it sounds like he has a really good quarantine plan. Going to an island, no contact except with the pilot. You know, and I guess several, you know, his Miley Cyrus and the Asian girl, but other than that, sounds like he's below 10 people.
So basic, white, so lazy, got that hemi and I'm racing, bags I'm chasing, living so dangerous, yeah. All my racks so red and blue, like my face when I got the flu, girl, she blessed me like a juice, she's so picky, she likes the juice, 100 racks, big move, 100 racks, that's a big move, now Lou Hound got the big drip, somebody give me a tissue, going viral like coronavirus, I can supply, just know I got it, 45 on my fucking waist, I can't leave my home without it, haters get their hands out, good thing I brought the sanitizer, please don't panic, cause that's childish, I'll be telling why everyone wild and met a girl named Peaches. Yeah. And she said that she liked my cream. Okay. Told her, yeah, baby, I can rap, but I can also make a sing. I don't know if you ill, bruh. So, no, I ain't dapping up. Shawty thirsty, so I had to water for the bottle. You ain't drinking out my cup. My click certified. You need to get tested if you want to be one of us. I'm all in on this shit, player. Go ahead and call my bluff. Won't take cash, no exchanging paper. On my face, got a respirator. We can't share the same air. So get the fuck up out of here. Let me just make one thing clear. Lou Hound the Alpha. Never scared, I don't even know what the fuck is fair. Y'all better wash your hands, dirty ass.
Well, he got a respirator, everybody getting tested.
Yep, you better wash your hands.
Come on.
He got hand sanitizer for the haters.
I mean, he doing the checklist.
I mean, I feel like that was a pretty good song.
I mean, it was less than 5 people.
Coronavirus, U.S. CDC issues safety guidelines for offices to reopen. They've issued guidelines for how offices can safely reopen amid coronavirus pandemic.
Unless they are going to be low capacity. You can't be like, everybody come on, bring your asses back to work.
The first step before any workers even set foot in the building is to make sure the office has been properly cleaned. This includes ensuring ventilator systems have clean filters and other dangers such as rodents and mold growth are removed. These are things that weren't done before.
I'm sorry, because a lot of people rent, you know, and so when you rent, it's up to the people that do the rental property shit to do that, not you. So if they're not doing that, what the fuck can you do?
Officials also suggest that windows are open to let as much air as possible circulate throughout the building.
Do they know how office buildings work? Most don't have open windows.
Any common areas such as meeting rooms and cafeterias will have to be redesigned to make sure no one contracts the virus. This includes signs reminding people to social distance, wear face masks, and to use proper hand hygiene. Additionally, the number of people on the elevator should be limited, with everyone standing 6 feet apart.
In the elevator, you might as well say one person at a time. The fuck? Is the elevator even 6 feet?
The CDC also recommends that chairs in the reception areas be removed to have signs forbidding seating. Consider all close interactions within 6 feet with employees, clients, and others as potential source of exposure. Offices will also have to be re-engineered. Desks will have to be placed 6 feet apart, and if that's not possible, physical see-through barriers should be erected around each person.
That's not happening either. Like, you asking them to do shit that they're not going to do, or don't have the capability of doing.
Every employee should get daily or in-person temperature and symptom checks before entering the workplace. Doorknobs and refrigerator handles should be disinfected as often as possible. A trash can should either have a foot pedal or a motion sensor. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just listening to their rules.
In the cafeteria. What? In the cafeteria and kitchen areas, coffee pots, water cooler, and bulk snacks should be replaced with alternatives such as prepackaged single-serving items. Also, at least temporarily, employees are encouraged to travel to work via car, single occupancy ride shares, or by bicycles. Yeah, no one thinks about that. Like, when you go to the office, how about the people that get there because they have to take public transportation?
Like, they don't have a choice. Like, they don't have a vehicle.
Right. Like, you now sitting in the office with the person that sat in the bus. That, you know, so like, if it's possible to work from home, you gotta just keep working from home. I think this means many fewer workplaces per floor, reducing the density considerably. Peter Kimmel, publisher of FM Link, a publication about facilities management, told the New York Times, where will the remaining workers be housed? Will the furniture work in a new layout? While there are many solutions, these often require substantial thought and budget that likely doesn't exist.
Yeah, and companies not going to do it. Companies is about saving money. The pandemic has caused a lot of companies to actually lose money. So they're not trying to add any extra unnecessary cost to shit. So a lot of companies are going to be like, niggas, stay y'all ass at home if they were already staying there. You know what I mean? If people at home, they were like, no, we're not. Before we invest all this money, we'd rather you just stay at home. And then, you know, all these rules and regulations, they're not going to do this because you're also counting on people to tell the truth. You're counting on people to clean. A lot of people didn't even clean the kitchen, the coffee pot and shit when everything was running normal. You think they're going to do it now? No.
You got to get some auto sensor RoboCop trash cans, Karen. That'll fix it.
If you say so. And my thing is, truth be told, how do you know how many of these people, like you said, have public transportation? How many people may have been around people with COVID-19 and might lie? How many people are out here at these protests? How many people is out here carrying guns at the other protests? You don't know.
You really got to hope the people that own your company not MAGA, right?
Come on.
Because if they are, they're going to be like, get back to work, slaves.
Right, and they're going to bring y'all in here. They ain't moving shit. They ain't changing shit. They're going to tell y'all to come bring your asses on back to work. Use your own PPE. Be sure, you know, you're on your own, bitches.
Well, remember a week ago, we were clowning all the white people at these rallies without masks that said reopen the country because we got to get our hair cut and get our nails did. Well, Wisconsin reports a record number of new coronavirus cases and deaths.
No shit. Yeah. It's funny though. Like, everybody go, well, y'all know people gonna die, and they go, fuck it. Oh no, the highest numbers ever. Yes, bitch, that's what we told you.
So, that's not a place that has a lot of, of deaths in the first place, but mm-hmm. it went up and mm-hmm. when it, you know, probably should have been going down if everyone would have kept doing social distancing and staying in the house. It probably keep going down, but
right, because
it jumped back up, and it's only been 7 days. We know that the incubation period can be between, it's something like, you know, 4 to 14, so this may go up again next week.
Right, and it's also one of those things where that particular state, more people are spaced out. You know, you do have your big populated cities, but a lot of people are spaced out. But when you go, no, y'all get together again, this is the end result.
Yeah, so the state reported 599 new known COVID-19 cases on Wednesday with 22 known deaths. According to Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the highest recorded daily rate since the pandemic began there. As of Wednesday, the state had more than 16,460 known cases and 539 known deaths. The previous record in new coronavirus cases was 528 the week prior. Wisconsin also issued a record number of test results Wednesday with more than 10,300 beings. So that could be a big part of it too. Mm-hmm. They also tested more people.
Right. So
you but keep in mind, the people who are being tested are people that have symptoms.
Correct. You're not testing everybody.
Yeah. So they have more tests, but that may also just be like, we're able to test more sick people. So the asymptomatic people may not be being tested.
Correct.
So yep, it'll reopen the economy so we can go to the bar. Coronavirus. Denmark opens their borders to divided lovers. So Denmark, when they shut the borders down, there were couples who were separated, you know.
Oh, you on one side, I'm on the other side, but now we can't see each other because each side just shut it down.
So if you live in the Nordic countries or Germany, you can now visit Denmark again. So people that you know, people that couldn't see each other, they're starting to open it back up for them to be able to see each other. One in five English people, you know, England.
Okay.
Believe COVID is a Jewish conspiracy.
What?
Mm-hmm. The Jews have a weather machine, apparently, and it's raining COVID on people.
Yes, they apparently they do.
Man, how much you gotta hate Jewish people to get to this?
Right, how do we get here? They minding their business. Like, they get blamed for a lot of shit.
They get blamed for everything.
Right, man. They be like, the Jewish people, they be like, bitch, we just trying to live like everybody else. The fuck is this?
Do English people have hoteps? Are there English hoteps? How did they get to the Jew conspiracy?
Hoteps are worldwide. You might call them something different, but the hotep is a hotep is a hotep.
I'm just picturing a black man in African garb with a British accent or something, an English accent. Do they pronounce the H in hoteps over there? Do they say oteps instead? Because
it's probably otep.
It's no H over there. Like, it's always the Jews' fault. Somebody gonna always find a way to be like, and hey, you know what? You know what this party needs? Some anti-Semitism, y'all.
Right?
Hey, let me sprinkle a little bit of that in the punch, and y'all go ahead and mix that on up with that white supremacy. We gonna get it kicking up in here. Every time, boy, I swear.
Every time.
Damn, this is like the loose cannon of the crew that always brings into the Jewish part of it.
Right, you're like, how do we get here?
One in five also is a lot. That's 20%.
Yes, it is.
Like, I forget, like, I hope if we took a poll in America, 20% is not in the 5G category. You know what I mean?
I feel like
the 5G conspiracy is going to be like 5%. Like, that's not going to be 20% of the population.
Yeah, that's gonna be small.
Yeah, I think that's.
But you're gonna have some of those people that's probably in this group too.
Who are the people in both?
I don't know, but you know, there's somebody out there.
You see, brother, that it's 5 G's, which also sounds like what? 5 Jews. You see what I'm saying? So that's what, you know, the Jewish people is in charge of the world to telecommunications. You know, that's how they get you. You know what I'm saying? And then while you standing next to the tower, they hitting you with the rays to turn you into a homosexual. Cause you know, they also be homophobic. they be just rolling out the hits, boy. It don't matter what come. They gonna find a way to get back to them Jews.
Always,
boy.
The hits. The classics.
The World Health Organization warns of a second peak in America and Europe if the lockdown restrictions are relaxed too early.
No shit.
Yeah, well, guess what, y'all? They was relaxed too early.
Oh, yeah.
We will be coming back.
Mm-hmm. We will be coming back, and it don't matter what the president says about he not shutting down. States are gonna be like, I can't let my people die. And you know, some may, some not, you know, some I'm gonna be fucking because they fuck it now, you know. They're gonna be like, who gives a fuck if half my population or my state dies and I have nobody to vote for me? Fuck it, you're gonna have them people out there. And then you're gonna have the Congress is like, we're not gonna give nobody no help. The Congress and the Senate are like, we only gonna do but so much. This is why voting matters.
Yep, coronavirus gonna come right back, okay?
Mm-hmm. And people gonna be back in the house. We're gonna be back in the house twice as long.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why I was like, I'd rather stay my ass inside for one long period of time than to keep going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Quit going in and out the front door. That's what the COVID said.
The World Health Organization has warned there could be a second peak. Dr. Mike Ryan ahead of, I mean, yes, it will be a second peak. Yep. Also, Trump has pulled America out of the World Health Organization and stopped funding them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's in that child's man, but I just, we know. An artist wears a bikini made of mask to Trader Joe's to protest the lockdown.
What? Yeah. What did Trader Joe's do to you?
I don't know. She look like she up in there looking for some Trader hoes. You know what I'm saying? Wearing this mask. Yeah. So a performance artist wore a bikini made of blue surgical mask near Trader Joe's in Los Angeles to protest lockdown restrictions. So you wasted mask? She has mask on her ankles and her coochie.
Oh, it's slow. I don't know why it's slow on my side. Oh, can you blow that up?
All right, I got you, player. Just give me a second over here. And then, did that work? Did that?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What is wrong with her?
Right. She wore over her face, over her, she covered everywhere but her mouth with the mask, y'all. Like, so she has the mask over her eyes, her breast, her coochie cat, as they call it down here, and her ankles. This is insane. The white people need problems.
They do.
What is happening?
The people at Trader Joe's going, ma'am, you can't walk in here like this, ma'am.
This is a Trader Joe's.
Right, we're trying to prevent COVID from killing people, and you walking in here with this bullshit on,
ma'am. This is a Trader Joe's. We do not care about this.
Oh, it's even worse that you blew it up.
I know.
Oh my God!
Shout out to her grocery bag. So I guess they let her come inside. I don't know. She must have. I think you know what this is. I think she just wants us to all see her body.
Cause nothing else makes sense.
Cause I think that's what it is. She just wants us all to see, like, cause she shaved her armpits and all that stuff. She just really wants to show off. She's a voyeur, and then she tried to act like it's for a cause.
Nah.
This is her on the outside holding toilet tissue and some groceries. Shout out to the people that work at Trader Joe's. That dude's just on his phone like, look at this shit. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. Look at this black man though. Oh, this is like an older Chris Lambert. He's like, well, what's going on with this white starlet? Okay.
He walked up going, what the hell is happening here?
He's like, apparently I arrived just in time for a sale. Okay.
A sale.
You know, they said these white women was different around here, and I tell you, they is
very different,
ma'am. A mask off, you ain't gotta wear no mask around me. You know what I'm saying? You take all the mask off. Looking like Morgan Freeman. Oh, they got a black lady in the scooter behind her. At least they stand 6 feet apart.
Yes. The fuck? Yes, you just want to show up because this makes zero sense.
This black woman is like, I am just trying to get to my car, man. If you don't move your potato pancake cheeks
out of the way,
away from my trunk. Oh, look at this white man. This white man was into it.
She did it more than once because the color of the mask changed.
I think this is just a different tint because even his mask looked different.
Okay.
They just put a filter on it. Buddy in the back looking like,
Oh, he checking it out.
look at, because you know white dudes, like, she don't have a lot of ass, but white dudes are always into, you know, the butthole, you know, so he probably can see it through the mask because it's a very small mask.
Yeah, very small.
So, oh wait, why is this not working?
I don't know.
Trying to get it to play this clip. Hold on, let's see if I can get it to. Oh, it works this
way. Girl, you can't get no infection in your booty hole. It's a booty hole.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's I feel like that's what he was doing.
Girl, you can't get no infection in your booty hole. It's a booty hole.
You're like, look at that booty hole. Mm. And Trader Hoes was more like it. I'm gonna be shopping here forever. They don't do this over at Whole Foods.
No, they don't.
Let me know when she's gonna protest there. I'll be there to support you, ma'am.
You sure will. in the back.
And they need something to do. The half naked artist Davida Sal was not covering her mouth, but repurposed one mask as a blindfold, taking a jab at the perceived blindness of complying with social distancing measures. Ugh.
That kill me with that bullshit.
I bet she ain't do shit for these rallies, for these protests for this Black Lives Matter. I bet she ain't even out there for that one.
Of course.
She probably
that requires real work.
She could not be bothered. She is at the crib chilling. Like, oh, these niggas out here motherfucking protesting, so ooh, they burning shit. I don't know about this. Let me put my mask on my eyes and go to sleep, okay? Because what's not gonna happen is me leaving this motherfucking house.
Let me put these cucumbers over my eyes.
They better not burn down Trader Joe's, I know that much. Cause I'm gonna be up in there with no mask on Friday when it's time to get my groceries. Oh my God. Ridiculous. Burger King is trying to fix the problem, y'all, okay?
Okay.
Burger King is trying to help y'all social distance.
Okay.
Now, I cannot get more socially distanced from Burger King because I don't eat there.
I haven't eaten in forever. It's literally been years since I've ate Burger King.
The burger tastes like soap to me. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just me, but it's like some soap or something. Is it in the bun or are they putting soap on top of the burger? I don't know. But they're not, it just tastes soapy, okay? And I'm not a fan of a soapy burger.
tastes washed.
Well, Burger King now has giant hats, these giant crowns, to encourage social distancing. You remember the Burger King crown?
Yeah.
You know, when your parents are too lazy to make an actual birthday party, so they took your ass to Burger King, got you one of them crowns, like, ta-da! Mm-hmm. We do have McDonald's money. We spending it in Burger King, you know that. I know I have a couple pictures of this when I was a kid. But yeah, Burger King has launched giant social distancing crowns to make sure customers keep 6 feet apart.
But y'all still gonna be breathing on each other, talking extra loud.
Nah, it's okay. If they're outside, they're 6 feet apart, they're eating burgers. This is within the guidelines, Karen. Okay.
Okay, so they're not on top of each other. Oh, these are two separate pictures. Oh, okay.
No, that's one picture of two people. They're standing in front of the Burger King eating burgers with big ass hats on.
Okay.
They look like the black people in the hat club in I'm gonna get you sucker. When they had the little people
blocking the view.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's they got cute with it. They trying to help, you know. Mm-hmm. You love to see it.
Still not going there.
I'm not going to Burger King. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to Burger King if there was no coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? Today's not the day I'm starting that habit, you know what I mean?
come on, that's why Burger King was like, when the coronavirus first struck, they started playing more commercials than I ever seen in 15 years. I'm like, you weren't thinking about us, but we was thinking about you. I was like, you know what, bitch, you're right, I wasn't thinking about you.
They commercials didn't even have actors in it. It was just niggas working a drive-through on like cell phones and shit, like, hey, it's me, Davion, from your local Burger King. Remember that? Remember Whoppers? Anyway, we know your ass ain't cooking no more. And we know
you tired of cooking.
You can't go to a real restaurant. So why don't you just come on down here to Burger King, okay? We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do it.
Come on! Everything else is closed.
Man, the fries is not good. Like, it's just Burger King is.
Oh, they fries are not good.
You end up at Burger King when some things went wrong. like, damn, ain't nothing else open, and we ain't been able, we've been driving for 3 hours, we haven't seen another restaurant, we gotta eat Burger King.
Yeah, cause you, I definitely do McDonald's first. Yeah. Or Taco Bell.
Yeah, I'd eat Arby's before Burger King.
You know what? I would too.
I'm just kidding, guys. Nobody eat Arby's. Come on, y'all. I would eat Arby's before Burger King. Stormtroopers are enforcing social distancing guidelines at Disney World.
Oh, the niggas that can't shoot?
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about anyone getting shot.
Oh no, you would not get shot.
Get over there. Not to mention
they're gonna making them noise. They're gonna say pew 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 pew.
These the only niggas with armor that consistently get knocked the fuck out. I don't know how. Like, someone has to investigate the Star Wars universe for embezzlement and money laundering, because whoever got the clone contract, whoever got the fucking stormtrooper armor contract, and whoever got them punk ass droid contracts. You know the ones I'm talking about. The skinny droids that always be like, Roger, Roger.
That
waste of money.
They are Joanne the scammer in space, cause they taking all the money and them shits don't work.
Waste
Roger,
of money.
Roger, Roger, Roger.
Right. Like, how many?
Be the first things to go down.
They have to have the Trump administration in space, cause.
You know they do!
How many billions of fucking dollars did they spend on these niggas for them to get punched and knocked out? What's the point of the fucking armor, dude? What's the point of the armor? And the armor don't even block lightsabers or lasers. What is the fucking point of the armor? Y'all might as well send those dudes out in a hand towel, because nothing stops it.
They went out there and they was like, you know what, give them Lego blocks, because that's basically what they covered in.
I never seen a motherfucking stormtrooper survive a lightsaber or laser to the stomach or whatever.
They're not
like, they'll never be like, thank god I had this armor on. What does it do? What does it do?
For aesthetics.
Give these niggas Wendy's uniforms and save everyone some time.
Come on, save the money.
Good grief. Anyway, they gonna be telling y'all to stay 6 feet apart. Ain't nobody gonna listen.
You know they not. Especially, you know, nerds gonna be like, yeah, right, stormtrooper. Right.
Oh, you gotta have some nerds out there getting people sick because they don't think it's funny. And
come
shit.
On.
Guys, please stay 6 feet apart for social distancing. I am staying 6 feet apart for social distancing.
Yes, that's what the fuck they gonna do.
He's staying 6 feet apart for social distancing. All right, oh, okay. early test for vaccine for COVID-19 passes peer review and looks promising. So we'll see. I think this is the Moderna testing at the, yeah, Moderna is the company that's doing this. So, and we'll see. We'll see, man. Still not like here. Mm-mm. So stay your ass inside.
Mm-hmm. Until I get something today is like, this is it.
Stay your ass inside.
But I just, and even when they start doing the vaccine, I'm gonna still stay my ass inside.
I'm gonna get it if I can get it. I'm gonna get it as fast as possible.
Yeah. I'm still gonna stay my ass inside because people are stupid until more people get it.
A new study shows that COVID-19 is no longer infectious after 11 days. So that's good. I mean, people, so it sounds like people have been telling people to stay in for 14 days. A lot, the problem, you know what the problem with this is? A lot of companies and people, they've been saying stuff like, stay, get 7 days off, take 3 days off, but you're gonna need more than that.
That's why a lot of them are doing 14 days at first.
Right. You're gonna need that 11 days. Now, what I'm hoping is that it means, sometimes people go into and they get tested and they actually have had it for a couple of days, so maybe then by the time you say stay home for 7 days, it is 11, you know. Right. What I mean, but yeah, so it looks like 11 days is, which is good, because people were saying that because you can test positive for having it up to 2 weeks after, sometimes longer, but being like a person who passes the virus on to other people, that's 11 days.
Yeah, you can still be sick longer than that.
Yeah, not just sick, but you can also be you can also like be asymptomatic, you know. So yeah, so that's good to know that you don't have enough of it to infect other people in, you know, in general after 11 days. So all right, let's get into some other news. All right, there's all kinds of stuff happening that I want to cover. So we're going to get out of coronavirus news and get into something a little more, well, still sad news, but we haven't covered it in a while.
Hey,
There's something I wanna ask you. There's something that I wanna know. And to this question, you have the answer. So tell me what I wanna know. Do you wanna funk? Do you wanna funk? Won't you tell me now? Won't you tell me now? If you wanna funk, let me show you how. Do you wanna funk with me? Do you wanna funk with me? Oh yeah, it's time for LGBTQ news. And we do have all kinds of news to talk about. Not all of it good, obviously. But let's start with some good news. Anti-gay minister Lewis Sheldon, founder of the Christian hate group Traditional Values Coalition, has died at the age of 85. Let's celebrate. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here now. A celebration to last throughout the year. Get him out of here. Peace. Okay. It's just, it feels like evil people live forever. And I know 85 years is a great run, okay? I'm not saying that he, like, oh, his life was cut short. I'm just saying, until just now, I thought they never died, okay? Dick Cheney, the nigga from the 700 Club, 700 years old. There's so many evil people. Donald Trump, they just live for fucking ever, dog. So I'm just so happy that we finally have proof that an evil motherfucker can die. Like, when's the last time we had this? It's been so long. Feel like it's been 85 years. This is what we had. Breitbart caught a heart attack walking down the street. That was cool.
Judge on the Supreme Court.
Alito died. That was dope. That was a good day. It seemed like y'all ever know, it feel like we lose good people every day. Like every day, like, oh Lord, they done killed another one. Like every day. Oh, this so-and-so got the COVID. Damn, they ain't never do nothing to nobody. Like, that feels like every day. But then the evil people that we can celebrate, that's like once a year. So they have a pact with the devil to never die? Anyway, his ass is dead. Sheldon started the Traditional Values Coalition in 1980 to spread a moral code and behavior based upon the Old and New Testaments. The group had a significant impact in homophobic circles in the 80s and 90s, and in 2010 it was recognized by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an extremist hate group. Man, you know, I would love to work for the Southern Poverty Law Center because it seemed like they got an easy job. I'm not hating on them at all. I love them. But, like, they're the authority on who has a hate group and who don't. And, I mean, that's got to be pretty easy to do. Let's go to their website. What they talking about? Ooh, hate Jews, niggers, and homosexuals. Hate group. All right, guys.
Shake
it. Who's ready for lunch?
Put them on the list.
Time to take my 15-minute break.
Update the website.
I think I've done everything I'm gonna do for the day. So, your boy is going to lunch early. All right. Take off. Like, how do you get a raise there? It's just like, you found the most haters.
That would have to be you. You would have to hit the high goal.
Like, what is? I wonder if there's like a person that just like, you know, the one that does the most investigation. You know, like how many groups are close to being a hate group but didn't quite make it yet?
They ain't quite checked all the marks.
They're like, oh, let's see, what did this group do? Oh, they doxed somebody. Okay, they did. Oh, wow. Oh, they were harassing people online. Okay, well, that is pretty bad. Oh, they call people names. Oh, wow. Oh, you know what? Not a hate group. This is the Beehive. We gotta let it go. We gotta let it slide.
Ah!
Yeah, it's not a hate group. Let's see. Actor Hill Harper apologizes for misgendering Zaya Wade on her birthday while plugging his own book.
Oh!
The Good Doctor star Hill Harper has apologized for misgendering Zaya Wade in a birthday message to her, which he used as an opportunity to promote his book.
Well, then talk about your book. What baby got to do with your book?
Yeah, now this is also kind of interesting because for me personally, this is one of those people that I had heard his name, but I didn't know who the fuck he was or what he did.
I
would have took a pop quiz on it, I would have said he sounded like a news anchor.
Right.
But apparently he's an actor, and now I will only know him for being quote unquote canceled. I will never, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, I wasn't a fan already. So to me, it's like the first time I hear his name, I'm like, it's the Azalea Banks thing for me. Well, I'm like, they could be dope. I don't know.
Yeah.
Zaya, the transgender daughter of former NBA star Dwayne Wade, turned 13 on Friday. Her stepmother, Gabrielle Union, marked the occasion with a celebrity post on Instagram, a celebratory post on Instagram. Her loving past was flooded with comments. Post was flooded with comments from well-wishers, but not everyone had something positive to say. Hill Harper, who calls himself a family friend of the Ways, instead used the moment to misgender the teen. Happy birthday, young man. Read letters to a young brother, he wrote. Your mom wrote something in it. You'll love it. Have a great day.
Though, family friend, which means they know each other.
According to him, okay. He said that in his apology. Though Harper is best known for his roles in CSI, NY, Homeland, and Limitless. Yeah, I just never watched any of those shows.
Mm-mm.
He also is an author of several motivational self-help books, Letters to a Young Brother, Man, Effest Your Dreams, and Man is spelled in all caps. It's specifically geared towards men. Harper has written a book for women, Letters to a Young Sister, Define Your Destiny, with Fine written in all caps. What? How's that?
Not problematic.
Not just problematic, but like that doesn't equal up to the other. Like man affects, you saying man affects your destiny, so you type man in all caps, Letters to a Young Brother, like growing to a man. He put fine for young sister, which
right,
is
right, because I think you're fine.
Right.
You're fine as wine.
A fine piece of ass growing to a fine piece of tail for your boy. Okay, that's what I'm trying to teach young ladies.
Keep them legs closed.
But for some strange reason, he chose not to suggest this one for Zaya. The shameless plug was condemned by over 100 commenters who called his words disgusting, blatantly disrespectful, and full of malice. As the criticism grew, Harper eventually backtracked, deleting his post, and issued a lengthy apology on Twitter. I would like to apologize for my post. I'm responsible for what gets posted, and I made a horrible error. I misgendered my friend's child, and I'm so sorry to Zaya and the entire Wade family. It is not my intention to misgender and misrepresent her in any way. I celebrate Zaya. As a family friend, I feel so bad that I may have taken away from the celebration. Zaya's courage and strength is something that I celebrate, and there was absolutely no malicious intent in my post. I am human, and I am learning. I often try to do too many things, which leads to mistakes like this one. I'm sorry to those my post offended. That was certainly not my intention. He continued, there are many challenging things going on in the world right now, and I certainly didn't intend my birthday wish to be a negative distraction, and certainly didn't want it to take away from a celebratory birthday for Zaya. So I actually had to call somebody about this, because I honestly, what he said in the original post was so blatantly like fucked up that I was like, did he just like not know? Was it a mistake? Did he think this was, cause they also have a son. Did he think this was a post for the son? Did, like, how? You know what I mean? Like, you ever see something that's so blatantly stupid or fucked up that you're like, no, that must be a mistake.
Right.
So that's what I thought at first, was like, oh, he just made a mistake. Like, and now he about to get roasted because everybody's at home mad, nobody can do shit, and no one's gonna believe him when he says my bad. I did that too fast, I wasn't paying attention. And then with the book, you know, that he was promoting, look, I'll put it this way. If he fucked up and made a mistake, that's one of those like one in a million fuck ups. So I understand people not giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know what I mean? Cause that's such a like, what's the odds of that? And it's Zaya Wei who, how can you even call yourself a family friend if you don't know that?
Correct.
I'm a stranger and I know that. That's like all I know. You know what I mean? Like they've done press tours about this. Like, this is like, I don't know how you could not know this. Like, well, you just like, it's all, you know what it is? It's like Sean King scamming. I hope Sean King is a scammer. Cause if not, he's the worst fucking fundraiser of all time. And that's how this feels to me. Like, I actually hope he's just being transphobic. Cause if not, you're the worst family friend they've ever had. Like, don't even bring that part up. I'm actually a family enemy. I hate this child and I hate their parents and I'm also transphobic. Like, bruh, how did you fuck up this bad, man? For everybody's sake, I hope it was just a mistake, but I can't imagine making a mistake that bad. It's that bad?
Oh. It's like it's posted everywhere.
And you know, Gabby is very outspoken and shit, and I don't think Gabrielle Union said nothing about it yet. Maybe I missed something, but if she ain't said nothing, it's a bad look, because Gabrielle Union will,
you off the list, baby.
Yeah,
you won't be coming to no more cookouts or events or anything else they got planned.
Yeah I don't see her saying anything about it, so I don't know, man. She tweeting about the riots and shit right now, so
it'd have been hilarious. They was like, who said what?
She just she ignored the fuck out of that shit, so I don't know. After Terry Crews did her wrong, she probably off of us for a while. In other terrible news, a black trans man was shot dead by a white cop in Florida's third fatal police shooting in 2 months.
Oh.
Tony McDade, a black trans man, was shot. And of course, we had to go through the whole thing. Misgendering, misdead naming. And so it was really confusing. People was like, you know, what even happened in this shooting? And, you know, all that stuff. Say her name and all this. And then people found out more information. It's like, oh, the media and the police misgendered this person and all this stuff. On Wednesday, May 27th, Tony McDade was shot and killed by a white police officer in Tallahassee, North Florida. Local news, which along with the Florida Police Department initially misgendered McDade, reported that he was a suspect in a fatal stabbing. Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revell told reporters at a news briefing the suspect from that stabbing fled on foot, and a description was provided to responding officers. The suspect's description that was broadcast was a black male wearing all black, bald, armed with a pistol and a knife. Officers were called around 10:45 a.m. shortly after the unidentified man had been stabbed. He later died from his injuries. 15 minutes after being provided with his descriptions, officers confronted Tony McDade on a nearby street in an apartment complex. He was shot by an unnamed white police officer and died in the hospital. At least 11 other trans or gender non-conforming people have been fatally shot or killed by other violent means in 2020. You know, I wonder if the number this year is going to fall because people can't go outside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only, like, positive of this kind of shit, is like there'll be less school shootings because no one's in school, you know, stuff, right? Like that.
I told you, we the problem. You shut shit down, all those numbers drop. There are less victims in all, across the board in all stats and statistics.
Yeah, so of course, because they don't have it on film, I think you'll see less people talking about this. And because there's a black trans man, you'll see less people talking about it. Mm-hmm. And also, if it's true that he stabbed somebody and they died, you're gonna definitely see less people talk about it, because, you know, people mostly like to bring up the cases, even black people, where they swear that, you know, it's not about this, but it kind of ends up being about it every time. You gotta bring up the cases where the person was doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which I'm seeing, you know, like with this latest killing, they keep releasing new videos, like mixtapes, and now they got one where it's like he was struggling with the police in the back of the car. It's like, all we're saying is that doesn't justify killing him,
right?
You have a job to do. Not at the killing a black person can't be the be all end all of every fucking mission out, you know? Let's see. A youth pastor. Wait. Oh, I see. A youth pastor claims he was kidnapped by a black man to avoid admitting that he was in a hotel room.
What?
Christopher Keys has been arrested and charged with solicitation of sodomy for attempting to hire a male prostitute. Unfortunately, his hoped for night with the hooker cost more than he anticipated. Keys was robbed by two masked men in his hotel room, but instead of telling his family the truth, he claimed he had been kidnapped by two black men. Once the wild story made its way to Facebook, the whole story crumbled as quickly as the good pastor's reputation. Keys admitted to the police why he was at the hotel, and an employee told officers that he was a frequent visitor to the location. According to the police report, he admitted that he is married, but told officers that he liked to play around. But that's not the story he wanted to tell. In fact, he told officers he planned on telling his family he was kidnapped. He told the police he took... I mean, okay. He is white, so he knew that the cops wouldn't care. He was robbed after checking into the hotel. When he opened his door expecting his hookup, the masked man stepped into the room. He forced Keys into the bed at gunpoint. When he left to go to the pastor's truck to take his wallet, another man came in to keep him from fleeing. The gunman took his wallet, phone, and keys. His phone was later recovered in a nearby Walmart parking lot. Keys told a friend he'd been carjacked and kidnapped by two black men who robbed him and took him to the hotel. Now my question is, did the people who robbed him, were they black? Like, was he into black prostitutes, or did he just make up that part because he's also racist?
We don't know.
As the story spread, someone posted it to social media. That's when things started to unravel. A local television station caught wind of the story and wondered how they could have missed the police report for a kidnapping in the community. After investigating, they confirmed the whole story was fake and got the actual story from the cops. Keys has now been arrested and charged with solicitation of sodomy. While sodomy is legal in the United States, soliciting a prostitute is still against the law. The term is commonly used to refer to offering to pay for sex of any kind. I hate the race shit came in there, because I almost don't really have a problem with that dude, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucked up, you cheat on your wife, whatever, but that's whatever. What kind of pastor is he? I would like to know that, you know, like, is he a homophobic pastor like most of them, or is he like kind of cool pastor that's like, you know, hey, and if so, then it's not as bad. But anyway, that black thing's gonna bother me. I need to know the people who robbed them, what race they were.
Right.
Because you could have made up any race. You didn't have to say black guys. You could have, even if the black people did rob you in real life, you could have said any race. You could have said white people robbed you. But you had to go with black, huh? You just had to. All right, let's go to some other news, y'all. Chrissy Teigen donates $200,000 for freeing citizens arrested while protesting the death of George Floyd.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she started with $100,000.
Oh, okay.
She was like, I'm gonna give $100,000 to this cause. And then she was like, in celebration of whatever the fuck MAGA night is, because Trump said something about MAGA night, I guess. I don't follow him. I'm committed to donating $100,000 to bailouts of protesters across the country. And then someone replied, rioters and criminals, with an asterisk, like they're not protesters, they're rioters and criminals. She replied, ooh, they might need more money then. Make it $200,000.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. She said, I'll fix your ass, okay?
I give more.
You just got more people.
I'm gonna help more people because you said something to
Chrissy
me.
Chrissy Teigen. You know what that means.
Hey, how you doing, girl? I got out of jail because of you.
Thank you for bailing out the block. Okay, come on through.
Come on through.
Chrissy Teigen come to the cookout. Yeah, that's good for her. My girl, who I tried to tell y'all about, but y'all ignorance was too strong. Y'all refused to accept the truth. Some of you still will refuse to accept the truth. But just remember, I told you guys first. You heard it here on the podcast. I was the only person of blackness that stood up for this woman when the rest of y'all was turning your back on a good Christian woman for no reason. My girl, Tay Tay, Taylor Swift, slams Donald Trump for stoking the fires of white supremacy and vows to help vote him out in November.
Come on, Tay Tay.
My girl, okay? Y'all fell for the MAGA Kanye bullshit. Okay, that man wouldn't be in a room with y'all today. Ever again. None of you blacks. And you defended that man for ruining her moment. She didn't do nothing wrong. She made her a little song, a little album, and the whites loved it. Okay, she didn't personally slap Beyonce in the face.
No,
that has
didn't.
Nothing to do with her.
Mm-mm.
And you Negroes fell for it. You fell for Kim and Kanye's Dr. Tape lying like they told her we was gonna call you a bitch and say you owe me some sex. You fell for it because you hate white people that much. I understand how you fell for it, but it's time to get on the Tay Tay bandwagon and let the bygones be bygones, because you made them up in the first fucking place. Anyway, Taylor Swift blasted President Donald Trump for stoking the flames of white supremacy. Okay, Swift's uncharacteristically strong statement came in response to a tweet from Trump posted in the early hours of Friday morning, threatening to send a National Guard into Minneapolis as protests escalated in response to the death of an unarmed black man, George Floyd, who died shortly after being violently arrested by four police officers in the city. "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you," he wrote. She said, "After stoking the fires of white supremacy and racism your entire presidency, you have the nerve to feign moral superiority before threatening violence? When the looting starts, the shooting starts? ? We will vote you out in November." Mm-hmm. Just remember.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? 'Cause I told you. Mm-hmm. And when did I tell you? A long time ago. And what did I say will happen when I told you? Exactly what just happened.
In 2018, she had talked right before the midterms. Everybody tried to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Except me. I didn't ignore it. I brought it up. 'Cause I trust all the evidence. I don't just cherry pick the shit. Okay? I went and found, I said, hold up now. Y'all telling me this is a bad person? She said, "I believe that the systemic racism we still see in this country towards people of color is terrifying, sickening, and prevalent. I cannot vote for someone who will not be willing to fight for dignity of for all Americans, no matter their skin color, gender, or who they love." All she had to do was pull a Beyonce and get out from under her daddy. That's all it took. She was like, "Listen, my daddy management can't control me. I'm a grown woman now. Okay? I'm not young Taylor Swift no more. I'm not just a girl who's 15 on the stage with a guitar and the family trying to control everything. I'm an adult, and I'm gonna start telling it like it is." Mm-mm-mm. It's sad to see so many of you blacks still can't let it go. I guess Donald Trump was right about some of y'all. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, Lord.
Let's see what else we got here. Ford cop cars can now heat the interior to over 133 degrees to kill the coronavirus.
Nigga, why? So you can fry somebody in that fucking vehicle now?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't want the cops to be able to do this. You know what else helped with the coronavirus? Don't put nobody else in the car. Like, 133 degrees?
Mm-hmm, they're going to be baking people to death. Literally.
Like, is there some type of safety feature to make sure a human being can't be in the car when they do this?
Of course not.
Because, I mean, I don't trust the police to use this right. Like, you know how you know they ain't gonna use it right? Because they not putting this in regular people cars.
Right.
How come regular people can't get it? I don't want the coronavirus. You know they're gonna be frying niggas back there. It's gonna be a fucking nigga barbecue back there. They're gonna take it to the old days. I don't want this.
Nope.
Mm-mm. They were like, listen, we'll just say we accidentally left the oven on. Turn the shit on and go inside a restaurant and get some donuts, come back and you dead. Yeah, the software warms up the engine to an elevated level and both the heat and fan settings operate on high. The software automatically monitors interior temperatures until the entire passenger compartment hits the optimal level. Then that temperature is maintained for 15 minutes. Nope.
Yeah, they're going to kill some people.
Once the cycle is complete, the Ford automatically enters cool down mode and flashes its light to let police know it's entering each cycle and when the vehicle is safe to enter.
They're going to be sitting there without, ooh, the barbecue done.
How they come up with this shit so fast, man? Coronavirus ain't been here that long. Y'all already got new cars that can fry niggas.
Probably some shit they already been working on.
Mm-hmm. They try to rebrand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's some shit they already been working on.
It's like, look, we got them nigga frying Fords that's about to come out straight off the line, okay? But coronavirus shutting things down, so we not going to be able to sell them to the police. We're going to have to wait until, wait a minute. If we can market these as killing coronavirus, because I don't even think 133 degrees is enough to kill coronavirus. It's supposed to be like 165, right? Or something like that. Maybe that's, you know, that might be salmonella. I don't trust it, is my point.
Me either. And who knows if it's going to kill it.
Louisiana House passes bill allowing concealed weapons in church.
You get a gun. You get a gun. You get a gun.
The 9mm commandments. Okay. It's going to be, I tell you this much. They definitely going to be getting tithes in that church.
Come on.
Nigga, like you got a little bit more.
This plate looking kind of light.
Mm-hmm. You sure this is 10%? You sure? Because before I go in and start counting, okay, it's the same amount of people that was in church last week. So it should be 10%, the same amount. It should be 10% last week, 10% this week. Close the doors until we done counting. We just gonna make sure we get the Lord's money. That's all. Okay? We just gotta get it right. Some of y'all look a little scared. Mm-hmm. Also, it's so crazy, man. We have so many guns. You know, the argument for the guns in church is other people got guns.
Of course.
Someone gonna come in church and kill us. We need guns. First of all, thou shalt not kill. So y'all should be in there turning the other cheek and taking these bullets. Mm-mm. That is what it's supposed to be doing. Okay. The Old Testament is eye for eye, but Jesus didn't say eye for eye. Jesus said you turn the other cheek and you take them bullets. Okay, so I don't know why the fuck these Christians think they need guns. Pray for them. Thoughts and prayers. That's what we do for everybody else that gets shot.
Thoughts and prayers for you too.
Every other place that gets shot, we thoughts and prayers. So until y'all willing to pass some actual legislation, evangelical Christians that elected Trump, until they willing to say, hey, you know what? Let's pass some gun legislation. Let's make sure less people have guns. Until you on board with that, I don't think you should be able to have guns in your church. I feel like that's hypocritical of you. You have to be for more guns, but not in Jesus' name. Okay? Jesus is supposed to give thoughts and prayers. So you just get to praying. And we, except for black churches, we can have as many guns as we want, obviously. As it stands, churches have to authorize members to bring concealed weapons into the building. The congregation must be informed about it. Or what?
Right.
I have a gun.
And if, as long as I'm following the state law, I'll walk my ass up in there if I feel like it.
And it's concealed. So you really can't do shit. You don't even know I got a gun.
Nope. You're not going to pat everybody down. Churches ain't got no metal detectors.
Right. What the hell? They also have to complete 8 hours of training on top of whatever else the church requires. You know what this gonna mean? They gonna end up shooting people in church. Cause they keep thinking it's gonna be a scenario where like a gunman comes in and a good guy with a gun in church kills him in front of the congregation and they'll be like, thank God he did it. He found a way. And I'm like, nah, most of the time people have guns and shit. Stupid shit start happening. Like he shot himself in the leg while praise dancing. or something. Like, it's, that's what's gonna happen. People gonna get shot over stupid shit by accident and stuff. Oh, we accidentally, my gun fell out when I was teaching Sunday school.
Mm-hmm. And shot somebody.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
I was over here praising the Lord and shot somebody.
But good luck, man. I can't wait to see which churches approve this and which ones think it's too dangerous.
Right. It's gonna be interesting. And I wonder, is that law gonna change when black churches start approving folks to have guns?
Somebody gonna get baptized and pistol whip at the same time. They gonna be in there making that speech from Pulp Fiction and shit.
Come on. There's gonna be no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm. Some of the motherfucking them pastors is crooked and shit. Gonna be having guns. Now I know this is getting a lot of questions about why pastor got to have a nice car. Okay? Why, how come pastor need a big house? Huh? Come on now here, let's talk about it. Okay? You wonder about all these women I'm laying hands on in the community. Let's have a discussion in my office. I would love nothing better than to talk to some of y'all one-on-one with all these goddamn questions. Where the money going? How come we still ain't got no AC? How long we gonna have these Martin Luther King fans? Let's talk about it out back of the church right now.
Here we gonna get them Obama fans. I'm tired of seeing Mahalia Jackson.
Mm-mm. No, babe, we don't have it in the budget. How come the kids can't go to Africa on a missionary trip? Cause we don't have it. Okay? Now stop looking at my pinky rings and just pass the goddamn plate. I said pass the plate, nigga. Let's go some fucking with black people.
We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. Time to play the game we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that goes all around the globe. We find different articles make us feel fucked with. The weird sign point scores from 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Alright, let's see who's fucking with us now. Lil Wayne on George Floyd. We should blame ourselves for not doing more. I feel like we already knew who Lil Wayne was and what he was all about a while ago. I don't think this is new information for most of us that have paid attention. I believe he tried to tell us that he was a young black rich nigga at one point, so you know we should not be hold on, my computer's acting stupid. And I don't know why it's acting stupid. All right, let me move this. Oh, that worked. All right, but yeah, I believe he already told us that he's a young black rich nigga, and our little black people problems was beneath him. Mm-hmm. Okay, he don't really believe in racism like that.
Ain't got time for that.
He don't really fuck with us like that. And you know, it's our fault for whatever happens to us.
I am a young black rich. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
Mm-hmm. Celebrities are speaking out on the death, and so I believe it was Fat Joe who went on like Instagram Live to talk to Lil Wayne, which I'm gonna be real, I no disrespect to Fat Joe. Was anyone wondering what Fat Joe thinks about and then said, okay, well, in addition to Fat Joe, bring on an expert on Black Lives Matter. Can we bring on Lil Wayne? Cause I don't know how I'm gonna get through this if we don't hear from Lil Tucci or whatever. Like, if we don't hear from my man, I don't know what we gonna do. Oh man.
So you have a unique perspective. What do you think about what's going on right now with this cop on Big George stepping on his neck and all that?
I think when we see these situations, I think we also have to understand that we have to get very specific. We have to get so specific, and what I mean by that, we have to stop viewing it from with such a broad view. Meaning, we have to stop placing the blame on the whole force and the whole everybody of such a certain race or everybody with a badge. And we have to get into who that person is. And if we want to place the blame on anybody, it should be ourselves for not doing more than what we think we're doing.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
He also would,
congratulations.
Oh wait, this is the whole thing. I'm not about to do that. He also went on to say, some people put a tweet out and they think they did something. Some people wear a shirt and they think they did something. What you gonna do after that? Did you actually help the person? Did you actually help the family? Did you actually go out there and do something? So if I ain't about to do all that, then I ain't about to do nothing. I'll pray for you. Yeah, now to that point, I do understand that part of it. Because what he's saying is, he's not even gonna put on a shirt. He's not even gonna talk about it. He's not gonna do nothing with his platform because he feels like, unless I'm actually like helping the family, you know, somehow, some kind of way. I don't know if he means financially or whatever. If he's not adding tangible help to the situation, he would rather do nothing than to not do enough. Okay, that's a valid point. My question is, why is it never okay? Then that means I have to start doing stuff, and I'm gonna do as much as I can, as opposed to, so I shouldn't do anything. You know what I mean? It's like saying, if I can't run a mile, I won't run. I'm not even gonna attempt to walk, jog, move at all. But I can't run a, my goal is to run a mile. If I can't just run the mile, what's the fucking point of even attempting to get on the track? You know what I mean? That's how it sounds when you say, if I can't do it all, basically, I'll just do nothing. I'll pray for you. And you know, I think it's interesting too to equate doing nothing and praying, because that's really what it is for a lot of folks. Like, a lot of folks say that thoughts and prayer shit because what they really mean is, I ain't finna do nothing.
Nothing tangible.
I'm gonna be in my crib saying absolutely the least. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Zero, because I don't care enough.
Zero, too, because it's Lil Wayne. We knew who he was a long time ago. He been telling us. I can't even really pretend to be outraged at this dude. Mm-hmm. I don't look up to him in any type of way for me to be taking him off a pedestal or being like, I can't believe this. Like, this is just another one of those situations where I keep being like, why tell us that? Like, if you really, really don't care and aren't going to do anything, why even tell people? That's more effort than just not caring.
Right, and not saying anything.
like I don't know why that never crosses people's minds, but it's more effort to tell us how much you don't care than it is to just not care. Now, you know, I know there's been a lot of people running around saying your silence will be noted and we know which celebrities ain't here for us and shit. Hey man, at this point, if you really had the luxury of keeping track of celebrities' comments, you're a privileged motherfucker as well.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot going on in your life that you can sit around all day on the internet tracking which of these niggas give a fuck and which don't. Like, or assume, really, because we still don't actually know, because sometimes these people do shit behind the scenes.
Anonymously, all types of shit.
Like, they used to say that about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and they was bailing out all the fucking protesters for Black Lives Matter. So, yeah, whatever, dog. Just good luck to that dude, man. Like, he gotta hope he don't ever have that moment, because I just hate when niggas like this come back later in life when something happens to them and go, hey y'all, as a Black person, I feel like y'all should support me. I hate that shit. Like, be above it still, nigga. Black protesters who want to demonstrate peacefully are calling out white people who are instigating. I've been seeing this going around on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, clips of white people doing the fucking most of these rallies. Mm-hmm. You like people saying like we planned, because see, this is the thing. There's probably multi-factions at these rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And I already, if it's going anything like the other ones were, you have the people who show up early, the more peaceful people that pray and they gather, mm-hmm. and they respect social distancing, they mask right. up, they do all that type of shit. That's an element of it. And those are normally organized because they're organized.
Correct.
Like they have leaders, they have organizers, a lot of black women and stuff mm-hmm. that do that work. And that's why you see they march to a certain place, they give a speech here, then everybody goes home or whatever.
Right.
Then you have what's happening now is like later other people are coming, and some of them even are at the rallies, but what is happening is people are putting a lot of pictures of white people who are coming, you know, all masked up, all that stuff, and not masked in a because social distancing, but it seems to be masked on some like cover my identity.
Correct.
Like let me wear shades, a hoodie, and a fucking face covering, like that type of mask.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have started, you know, because everyone has a cell phone now, people have started showing these videos of white people like breaking into the Target to, you know, before all the looting starts, and they're like, it was white people broke these windows, here's a white person burning a police car, here's a white person throwing something at the cops, here's a white person doing, you know. And so people have started being like, hey, we organized this, black people showed up, and then other elements within the crowd that weren't with us essentially just started fucking shit up, and then the police react to that, and guess who gets the beat down? The black people who are there. Now I'm not saying that means no black person is participating in vandalism right. and all this shit. I'm not trying to paint it as the good protesters and the bad ones, but I will say this: if you are white and not part of these communities and you come there to fuck shit up and then leave and leave the fucking community to deal with whatever the cops and shit are gonna do, that's not allyship to me.
No, that's not.
You know, so I'm not, you don't get a pass. It's really why I don't fuck with liberal white people, because all their burn it all down shit always says burn it all down and don't build it back up equally and they don't give a fuck what happens to us.
No, they don't. Y'all not burn it down. Y'all bistros.
Right. Like, don't drive to my part of
places.
Drive to my part of town, burn down my home, and then be like, yeah, we burned it all down, starting with you. You know? Anyway, Tay Anderson wanted Friday's protest against police brutality in Denver to be peaceful. We asked people throughout the day, please do not deface property. Please do not destroy stuff, because we're not asking you to do that. Anderson, a Denver school board director, activist, told BuzzFeed News. Still, with hundreds taking to the streets for the second day of demonstrations against the killing of George Floyd, a black man who died after, well, we know how he died. So there were vandalism and clashes with Denver police who fired tear gas and flashbangs in the crowd. In a video that's been shared online widely, Anderson, who is black, is seen confronting a white man with a cloth covering to his face after the man spray paints ACAB, all cops are bastards, on public property.
And then the thing is, when they do that shit, nobody black would do that. The fuck is them letters mean?
Y'all saw a sign that said something about, like, it was made to look like black people were referring to themselves as colored, and I was like, we didn't do that. That's not our work.
Right. Sometimes you can look at it, you go, a nigga didn't write that.
That's not, we would never refer to ourselves as colored for any fucking for any reason.
Right.
Yeah. And they also have like videos of people looting and shit, and it was like white people looting, you know. They've been showing, my uncle shared something on Facebook with a bunch of pictures of white people in there looting shit, because when they say looting, you know, the emphasis is always like black people must be stealing shit, and then instead when you see the pictures, it's like white people with like full plans of shit, like, oh, I need a comforter, I'm gonna finally get that them two lamps I had on layaway. Mm-hmm. This is, ma'am, you are not looting, you just came to get what you had on layaway. Right. Okay, they know who did this crime. But yeah, Anderson said he was still doing a news interview when he saw a man vandalizing, so he turned and tried to stop him. I said, we asked allies to step back so that we can make sure that you're following what we asked you to do. And he was like, I'm not your ally. You guys want to protect the status quo. I don't need to be here for you all. Yeah,
because they don't care.
And I'm a little bit interested in and a lot of black people online, maybe, or not even a lot, let's not say a lot, there are some black people online that really do seem to be falling for this okie doke. Cause like, there was a thing where they showed a bunch of white people marching down the street and they said like, eat the rich. And I saw a black person talking about, yeah, they're not ready for the revolution, blah, blah. And I was thinking like, these white people are taking a protest that's supposed to be about Black Lives Matter and turning into some socialism, Antifa, anarchist shit. Dog, that's fucked up.
Yes, it is.
Like, how you, like, that's not this, these aren't, like, I'm not saying race and class have no relation, but specifically to be at this one.
Yeah, these aren't the same.
Then hold your own shit. You know, because you know the fallback on this is gonna be black people did this shit. Like, they're not gonna want no credit for this shit. It's gonna be black people did this. This, you know, this isn't allyship to me. Anyway, then they have some videos too of people doing shit. Matter of fact, let me share that with the people so they can see what I'm talking about. And these videos are viral. They're going, like, there's a lot of these if you're on Twitter, and maybe they'll be on Facebook in a couple days. You guys know how Facebook does. But there's a lot of these videos of white people doing shit at the, like, masked up doing the most.
Stop! Stop! This is not what we wanted! Stop!
This is what Tay started. This is what Tay started. Tay is fighting people.
Like, look at the dude, the white dude's outfit even.
Right.
Like, you know, that's not for social distancing. He's specifically out there to start some shit and be anonymous amongst all these people that have a legit gripe with policing and white supremacy and shit. Right. Like, this is some fucking activism cosplay.
Stop him. Like, hey, dog, like, this is not why we came out here. Why you arguing with me?
Right. Like I said, man, it just, something about it don't seem right. No, I'll just put it like that.
No, it don't. And like you said, that there is a percentage of black people online, they're just so mad and angry, they don't give a fuck. And we talked about this before, and I will still continue to say this. People that are like, burn it down, I understand that. But at the same time, is it burn it down? Why is burning down somewhere else? Because when the burning down happens up the street from you, the attitude changes.
Yeah, and also, like, it's not really in support of us.
Mm-mm.
So I can see if it was like, even if they did this and it was in support of us, but even when the people who are organizing the protest tell you stop and you like, man, fuck you, this ain't even about y'all.
Y'all not on the same page.
Right, and this is a coordinated effort. I'll get into it in a second, but this is not a coincidence that this is happening in more and more cities around the country.
Mm-hmm.
So as the black people organize, then these numbers show up. It's like, oh, look at all these people. And then you find out, wait, all these people ain't here for this.
Correct.
Anderson said there were several people who were behaving like that at the protest. Some of them whom we believe are right-wing conservative individuals who just don't give a damn about black and brown people or want to make this movement look bad. It wasn't black and brown folks that were antagonizing police. It was white people throwing stuff at them. And then when they kept throwing bags of urine cans and water bottles, that's when the police snapped and they started tear gassing innocent bystanders. Denver police spokesperson Kurt Barnes told BuzzFeed News the department's tactics on the crowd management depends upon the severity of the response from the people in the crowd, and based on that, it depends on whether the officers feel their lives are threatened, which we know is a code for we can kill some black people. Black activists and organizers have been vocal about their concerns over who some of the instigators are at the protests across the country, saying some people are seemingly coming for the fight and the mayhem, not to support their expression of anger over the police killings right. of unarmed black people and their demand for it to end. Those tensions played out over social media on Friday night and Saturday morning, with people specifically highlighting videos posted from Oakland, Detroit, Minneapolis, and more, showing some white people smashing windows and destroying property. In Oakland, this is a video of some white dudes. They're using a tractor, like a tractor from a construction.
They're holding a bobcat.
Right. They're they really think this shit funny, man. Like,
right,
the laugh.
It's a game to them, because then they can get in their car and go back home to the other side of town or to another state.
Right. Another video, white people breaking into a Target. Dog, this shit does not feel right. I don't know.
Right, and people behind them are like, the fuck y'all doing?
Yeah, black organizers in Minneapolis had to confront white protesters, tell them to chill out.
Time did we say to y'all not to speak how you feel and say what you want to say? That's not what we said. We encourage that. But one, we gonna keep our social distance, and we not gonna allow somebody in the crowd to throw some bullshit and then we feel the bulk of that. We not allowing that no more, okay? That's the reality of what we dealing with right now, all right? Like I said to all my white brothers and sisters, we appreciate y'all being out here and supporting us. But this is not y'all's space. This is not your space, period. We don't need this bullshit right here. Because what our reality is, when this shit is all said and done, when we wake up, we still gonna be black in America. Now, that's not nothing against none of y'all. That's not what this is. That's not what I'm saying. But we not gonna allow y'all to go up there and start causing chaos and confusion. It's just not gonna happen.
Dog, man. Like, that, and the thing for me is it's so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know, because this is a real person died.
Right.
So like, to them it's just like, ooh, it's a chance to go
to
against
the shit up.
Yeah, to go and play my socialism cosplay or my fucking anarchy cosplay. It's like, dog, this is real for us. Oh, it's pissing me off. Several people were trying to tell the group not to mess with police cars, not to touch officers. When I saw an organizer try to put an end to it, people chanted, "You're not in charge." Cause they don't respect, that's the thing. These are black organized protests. These white people are not coming to support. They don't give a fuck.
Mm-mm.
About, so all the burn it all down shit is just theory when you're online just talking, but it's very real on the ground, you know? Like, and we have justifiable anger. These motherfuckers do not. These niggas are mad because they their college fund's not gonna be fucking paid for and shit. Like, it's that Occupy bullshit where it's like, we got the real problems. My parents can't afford to pay for my college tuition. Like, nigga, what? They've never been able to pay for mine. Like, that's crazy. But yeah, there's a lot more videos and stuff. They also talked to a lot of activists, you know, and they said, yeah, Asia Cruz, who joined protests in Oakland Friday night, said she arrived to what looked like a peaceful protest, but then saw a group of about a dozen white men dressed in all black tearing down boards that covered the windows of a Chase Bank. A video she posted on an incident on Twitter has gone viral. They started breaking the glass, set off fire in the bank, and started a fire. Then they moved to a Walgreens across the street and did the same thing. And you're gonna have people going around saying what? Black people burning down shit in their own community, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't have a problem if black people did that. The problem for me is black people ain't doing that.
No, because they live there.
So now what are we going to talk about? Do the truth even matter? Or is it just easier to pump your fist with a black Twitter avatar and be like, I'm so woke with the cause, burn it all down. And it's like, nigga, this is not even about us no more. They don't give a fuck about your life, George's life, any of this. They will toss us to the side so fast. I noticed each time once they were in and protesters began to move in too, the men dressed in black left almost immediately. And then the peaceful protesters would be sprayed with tear gas. It seemed very organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause it sound like a lot of them are dressed in all black. Like that. That's the quote unquote clothing that they're wearing.
Right. Following another night of heated protests in Minneapolis where Floyd was killed, several Minnesota officials suggested, some without evidence, causing confusion and potentially moving the focus away from police brutality, that many people who were destroying public property were not locals. Officials also suggested, without providing hard evidence, that white supremacists may be instigating the violence. We are now confronting white supremacists, members of organized crime, out-of-state instigators, and possibly even foreign actors to destroy and destabilize our city and our region, said Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey Saturday. He tweeted that. Now, he did apologize for that later, because he said all, and he was like, it wasn't all the people that got arrested and shit. And Minnesota Governor Tim Walz said early morning, and also, by the way, just to throw in there, they are probably very desirous to say it's imported, to be like, no, our black people aren't this angry. So like, it's a bunch of agendas colliding, because I'm sure the local municipalities want to be like, no, this is not caused by black people who live here, they we're not that bad. So, you know, that, like, you have a bunch of conflicting shit happening and confusing and chaos, man.
And that's the purpose of the white people coming and, you know, and the outsiders coming and just causing this chaos.
Yeah, it's probably the result of a lot of different things happening at the same time.
A lot of different groups that are outside of the original group that's mad are showing up and making the numbers big. Because, you know, most of them probably don't give a fuck about a black life, and you can tell by the way they responded and the shit that they're tearing up.
And I'm sure every situation is different. I've seen videos of cops coming in and harassing people that were literally just standing there or peacefully protesting with their hands up and shit. Now I don't know if those cops have been incited by people fucking with them and throwing shit and I don't know, because they, you know, these videos are not like a movie. You don't get to see everything that happened at the same time.
Right.
So I don't know. They could just be doing regular cop shit, which they do these things anyway. But I just know that these white people antagonizing the police and leaving and shit is not a coincidence. And if you think it is, you gotta wake the fuck up, because like, to them, this shit is a game, you know. And that police officer, they did arrest him since the last time we did the show, I believe, and his history of having prior complaints came out. He did some shit in 2006 where I guess Amy Klobuchar decided not to prosecute him. So, you know, you got people being like, you know, Amy Klobuchar won't be vice president now, stuff like that. But yeah, man, I'm just saying, dog, be careful out there. It's like, I was reading a Vice article. I thought I had saved it for the show, but I must not have. Or I put it, maybe I put it somewhere else.
Let me
try to see if I can find it. But Vice had written something where they basically said, there's an organized movement to infiltrate the protests by these some of these online groups. Mm-hmm. And it's like, people want to ignore it because I think we're so angry, we want all of this to be us,
right? And it's not all us,
you know.
Because that's why we're protesting, because nobody actually gives a fuck about our lives,
right? And I think, you know, we would like to just be like, yeah, so this is all us, you know. And it's like, police are bad enough without this shit. Assistance. They're arresting journalists. Like, there's no, like, this is not us being like, the police is good, y'all leave them alone. Like, no, this is us being like, they're fucked up as is, and then the people that pay the price for this shit is always us. Like they know that they're like, that's why they so bold too, is because their white privilege protects them from this shit. They really think like it's funny, you know. But then when there's no fucking CVS in that same neighborhood, and everybody gets coronavirus in 14 days, what the fuck then? You know, like, this is not right. So I'll see if I can find that article. I know I shared it on one of my social medias, but when I tried to Google it, I can't find the article itself.
Yeah, it's gotta be there somewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, man, 0 to 100.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, I give it Dracarys, man. I something super disrespectful about them, even white people disrespecting black organizers at a black protest about a black person being killed by the cops. Like, there's something there that's so insidious and reckless and just disrespectful to all of us, you know what I mean? And because I don't give a fuck. Like, we've talked about it on the show when I think it was Baltimore after Freddie Gray. Mm-hmm. I think the name of the episode was like, sometimes you just gotta riot. Like I completely get and understand that, and I don't even have a problem with that. Black people want to burn the shit down, do your thing. But this shit where white people come in thinking it's you know,
it's a game.
Yeah, nah, I'm never gonna be okay with that. So Yeah, I can't find the article. I'm scrolling down my Twitter as I speak and I can't find the guy, so.
Okay. Oh, so you can't find it. What, you remember?
Hold on, let me pause then. Alright, I found the article. It's far right extremists are hoping to turn George Floyd protests into a civil war. Armed extremists are showing up to the protests urging a boogaloo, which is a code for a civil war online.
What?
Like, if Charlottesville didn't tell you these motherfuckers are organized and they're willing to do anything to get this shit popping. Far-right extremists are showing up with guns to the protests against police brutality that have exploded across the country. Others are egging on violence from behind their computers, urging followers to carry out acts of violence against black protests with the goal of sparking a race war. Yeah, like, I got an alert on my phone during this episode. They said someone drove, like, a truck through the freeway in LA with the protesters had shut down for George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know if anyone was hit or not, they just said, but someone drove through it. And it's like, dog, this shit is insane. We are so unprotected and unconsidered. They're not like and then in this country with Donald Trump as the head of it, right. Like, it's not a coincidence.
Don't give a fuck. And like I say, maybe it's just me being paranoid. It's like Donald Trump is not the person that's going to de-escalate anything. He's going to accelerate it.
Right.
So it's like, I don't want it to get to the point where they fucking just turn around and just maul people out live on TV or some bullshit, because he's just like, fuck it, kill them all.
Right. I don't know. There's just a lot of moving parts, man. It's just not as simple as, it's not as simple as black people mad and now we're here demonstrating and fixing this shit. Like, it's not as simple as that. And it should be as simple as that.
But it's not. Mm-mm. There's too many moving pieces.
You know, I don't know when right now so much is going on. I don't know when we'll be able to do we'll get some actual like stories and news coverage of people investigating and interviewing people, because we need that,
right,
to really know what happened here. Agreed. And what is happening here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been days and it's spreading to other cities, and it's not just like, if it was, it would be one thing if black organizers, black people were like, we're coming out the house to fuck shit up and we're doing this.
Right.
Like, but these organizers aren't even organizing that.
Mm-mm.
They're organizing peaceful protests. So then what the fuck is happening every night?
Correct.
You know, I don't know. Something about this shit the milk is not clean.
Right. And it's one of the things where people are going out here peacefully protesting. A lot of times when a lot of those people go in, it's like for some reason at night, that's when a lot of the escalation and the burning and all this shit, when people are like, hey, we was here from this time to this time, this is not us.
Yeah, that's I don't know, man. Yeah, but it's Jakars for me, man. That I can't. Yeah, it's Jakars. I can't think of another way to put it, because I can't be more pissed off than I am now. You know, yeah, truck barrels in the George Floyd protesters on I-35W Minneapolis. So not LA, but Minneapolis. So yeah, I'm not gonna play the video or anything, but just, mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody drove. So I don't know if people are injured, if it hit people, or if people died or whatever. I have no idea. It did not appear that anyone was hit before the truck came to a stop in the road, so I don't know. But yeah, man, it's crazy out there. You know, hopefully people are staying safe, but you know, I don't really care about anybody's property necessarily. I mean, I care about black people's property and shit, private property, but I don't really care necessarily that much about that as much as I worry about more people being hurt and injured during all this shit. You know, somebody attacking us, police obviously coming down on us, people coming in and doing this tourism in our lives. You know, I don't fuck with that. All right, let's try to do something a little bit fun before we get out of here, guys. All right, I know this has got a little serious. Let's do some Guess the Race and then we'll get out of here. All right.
Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen, and the chat room to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist. All right, let's get into it. Did I do this one already? A man wanted in Marion County was arrested in Daytona Beach Friday after Volusia County deputies were notified that he was streaming on Facebook Live.
Oh shit!
Both the man's live broadcast and a deputy body cam captured the Friday arrest.
So he got a double record.
Timothy Munford, 25, could be seen as he streamed a video of himself on Facebook as he drove to Southside jet ski. He rented a watercraft that was about to, and he was about to get on it when deputies at a Daytona Beach Shores public safety officers approached him and arrested him. So he was knew he was wanted and he was just live streaming his location.
Did it say, come get me, coppers?
Down here at Publix, you know the one, on South Boulevard.
Store number 852.
Right across the street, you know, from that Lowe's. You don't want to make a right. A lot of traffic today.
Got a Chick-fil-A in the parking lot. You know the ones, coppers.
Headed up to Lake Norman, renting me a jet ski. You know how we do. From Terrace Jet Skis, 4482 South Marion Drive.
Come on.
Deputy said they had
the one by the good pizza place. Y'all know the one.
Deputy said they have been advised. They have been advising Munford, who was known to be armed with a handgun. Oh, they have been advised that he was known to be armed with a handgun with an extended magazine.
What that mean?
That so your regular gun has a magazine that goes into it. At least a.
I'm assuming that's what holds the bullets.
It holds the bullets.
Okay.
An extended magazine is a longer magazine that has more than the bullets that normally come into a magazine. So, like,
okay,
if a gun normally holds like say 16 in the clip,
mm-hmm,
an extended clip, the longer clip might hold say 30 bullets.
Okay.
When they searched his vehicles, they found a silver Taurus G2C handgun with one round chambered and 24 rounds in an extended magazine, a black Taurus G2C handgun with one round chambered and 23 rounds in an extended magazine, extra magazine with 6 rounds.
He had it for the bears, you know. He just wanted to be sure.
So if he saw any fish in the lake, know, when he was jet skiing.
Yogi the bear didn't walk up on him.
He was just trying to do some hunting. They also found a bag of powder which tested presumptive positive for fentanyl, 2 bags of marijuana, and an undisclosed amount of money. Munford of Bellevue was charged with 3 counts of possession of a weapon / ammunition by a convicted felon, trafficking in fentanyl, and possession of narcotics paraphernalia. He was being held without bail at the Volusia County Beach Branch Jail, awaiting extradition back to Marion County for a violation of probation regarding obstructing justice, harassing a felony proceeding. Karen, guess the race.
What's his name?
His name is Timothy Munford.
Oh, white.
Karen's going with white. Let's check the chat room and see what you Negroes believe. Let's see. White. See, all of this says white man, all them guns white, alone in the woods with the drugs and the guns white, Florida crackers never fail, fentanyl white, Munford and Sons with all the heat white, Munford and Sons ass white boy white, his internet worked good enough to live stream to the police white, Munford and Sons we'll do it live, fuck it, Bill O'Reilly white, Timothy is white. Everyone went white on this. 100% of y'all went white, and 100% of you got it dead wrong. He's black.
The name, he's still such a white name.
I mean, the crime is so white too,
right?
But that's him. Like, they roughed him up in the grass a little bit. He got some grass in his fro.
Okay, for some reason it's slow on my computer, I don't know why.
uh
Okay.
I mean, if you give it a few seconds, it pops up, but it's slow.
Okay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he had neck tattoos. Fear no, something. Fear no man, maybe. I mean, he wasn't scared. You can definitely give him that.
I ain't never scared.
Damn. But two clips. He going to jail forever.
Come on.
They do not play that with us, okay? Don't let Anonymous get you fucked up, okay? There's different rules for the Antifa.
Come on. They can walk away. You ganked.
Mm-hmm. Antifa. Not Antigras. let's see. A Waco attorney has been charged. Two Waco attorneys have been charged in a conspiracy to murder plot.
Okay.
Two Waco lawyers were arrested Friday on charges that they plotted to kill an ex-husband who had been arrested earlier this year on child molestation allegations. Throw everyone in the fire.
Oh.
Actually, I mean, maybe they're heroes if you think about it. Waco police arrested Seth Andrew Sutton, 45, and Chelsea Tijerina, 33, each on a first degree felony charge of conspiracy to commit capital murder. Sutton paid an undercover Waco police officer to buy a gun to kill Tijerina's former husband, Marcus Budine, a fellow Waco defense attorney police arrested in alleging arrest affidavits.
A defense attorney? Okay.
All of them were lawyers.
Oh!
Okay, Karen, how are you? I'm saying literally the first two Waco lawyers. What is going on over there?
Nothing.
I'm just reading for my own health.
No, you're not. I just heard two white people was getting it together.
I never said they race. So
I'm assuming everybody's white.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess you already made your guess.
Yes, we are. We over here at the Waco where they was burning shit down years ago when I was a kid. So I'm assuming white.
Budine, 37, was arrested in February on felony charge in D.C. with a child. Woodway police accused Budine of sexually touching a 10-year-old family member in December. He has not been indicted by a grand jury, and Budin's attorney, Josh Tettens, has said that Budine denies the claims. After the initial meeting between Sutton and the undercover officer, Waco police enlisted the help of the Texas Rangers on May 20th. The next day, Sutton and Tijerina met with the undercover Waco officer to plan the hit. Tijerina provided details about Budin's whereabouts and how to carry out the murder. The alleged plot was to be carried out at the home, at Budin's home. Sutton participated in a Zoom court hearing with a client Friday. Damn. So they was working and they was still planning murders. Probably gonna get disbarred for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Waco police arrested Sutton near Bosque Boulevard. Tijerina was arrested at her home. Waco attorney Jesse Freud confirmed Friday she's representing Tijerina but declined a further comment. State District Judge Matt Johnson, who signed arrest warrants for both of them, set bonds at $1 million each. They both remain in jail Friday. Karen, guess the race.
Oh, everybody white.
Karen says everybody white. Okay, let's check the chat room and see. Shoot first, no questions later. Texas white. Branch Davidians white. White Chip and Joanna Loving didn't know the group High Five was from Waco. Baylor Bear raping boosters white. Free them white. Ain't no niggas in Waco, they white. White. The correct answer, oh wait, only niggas in Waco play football at Baylor. White. The correct answer is white. I love everyone's confidence there, okay? You guys just all blew it on the first one in unison. Everyone went went white and it was a black person. And then on this one, y'all all was like, no. Back to the well of solidarity. It's definitely white folks. And y'all were right.
I would have been shocked because the only thing I know about Waco is the massacre when I was a kid.
Yeah, did it show up yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's also interesting because like, they clearly are attorneys and so they knew this was illegal, you know what I mean? Like, they can't be like, what? And then also, I don't know that they're bad guys. If that dude was a pedophile and with a family member, I could see a situation where the ex might want to kill him, you know, and not feel too bad about it.
Our own justice here.
But now the babies might not have no parents, right? You know? All right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race, and a bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 1-1, but can she end on a high note?
I'ma try.
Alright, she's gonna try, guys. An intoxicated boyfriend tracks down his girlfriend who was arrested for a DWI and ends up in jail too.
Duh!
Now that is love, okay? Don't tell me ain't no that love is a real, okay? Arlington couple both ended up in jail for DWI charges in two separate cases just hours apart Thursday morning. Officers arrived, arrested the woman first and took her to jail. Then her boyfriend, presumably unaware of her arrest, went out looking for her by tracking her phone. It led him to the Arlington Police Department jail where he parked next to several police cars. But when he attempted to go in the building, the officer determined he was intoxicated. Police said the man told him he was just trying to find his girlfriend. He was then arrested for DWI too. Now if that ain't a love story for the ages, okay? A man, that man loves that woman, okay?
He does. He went looking for her.
Mm-hmm. He used that Find My Phone app all the way to the jail.
Uh-huh. Somebody sitting there and their phone going, damn. It was like, who the fuck phone is going off?
Wild drunk. Karen, guess the race. Oh, wait. Did they say their names? They did not say their names. Just got the photo.
I'm white.
All right, well, guess the race, Karen. Karen white. Says white. Mm-hmm. Let's check the chat room and see what they believe. I pay your salary. Do you know who my father is? White. Sauced up white. Ride or die white. White. The couple that drinks together stays together. Wild turkey white. Only a white man is that bold to walk in after he saw it was a police station. White. 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 A nigga would have just went and stayed with his side chick.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh no.
The things Black Rob says about us. The correct answer is everyone went with white and you're all wrong as fuck. They were black.
Oh no! Police station? Oh no!
Oh no, what's going on with that hair?
I don't know. What is going on?
I think she had a wig on. That has to be wig glue.
I think that is wig glue.
Cause she ain't got no edges.
Mm-mm, that's wig glue, baby.
Mm, they must have had like a drunk fight and then she left the house and he went looking for her or something. Cause
he was so drunk he didn't realize it was the police station.
Yeah, this is
I'm okay with getting that one wrong.
They had to get married because if y'all love each other at that much? Point, y'all niggas
need all to y'all together. All y'all monthly, both of y'all monthly checks going to bail.
Y'all got to be together forever now because that's a lot. Okay, the couple that drinks and drives together thrives together. That's what I always say.
Apparently so.
All right, last thing, guys. Sore ratchetness. Police fatally shot a person involved in a dispute with a neighbor and armed with a bladed weapon in North Hollywood Wednesday. Officers were dispatched to reports of a neighbor dispute. And Officer Tony M, a spokesman, we don't care about him. They encountered a male suspect armed with a sword type weapon. The suspect, an officer involved shooting is sued. Okay. He must have wanted to smoke. The suspect was wounded, fell to the ground, taken into custody. Fire department paramedics arrived and pronounced him dead before he could be taken to the hospital.
Oh.
The weapon involved in the incident was secured by authorities. No police or bystanders were hurt during the encounter. The incident drew a large response from police who blocked off a portion of the residential neighborhood where the disturbance and shooting had taken place. At least 10 officers were seen participating in investigation and photos taken at the scene. So, yeah. He tried to shoot the fair one with the police with a sword. I don't have his race, but I can imagine. All right, y'all. We'll be back again later on in the week. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate y'all.
We do.
And yeah, until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.